Sim and Race Driver Breaking News Special. Daniel Abt has been fired from the Audi Formula E team for the great idea of deciding that when you're supposed to race, you get somebody else to race for you. That's right, it sounds almost incredible, but Daniel Abt decided that he would use another racing driver instead of racing himself. But unfortunately, on his point of view, he was found out. And when the Formula E Association was checking all the IP addresses to make sure that everything was supposed to connect, there was a bit of a change, and they must have queried this and realised that the IP address of Daniel Abt was not the same as he had used before and was actually coming from a completely different place. And when that was checked out, guess what? It was another driver. It's the kind of thing you would actually get in a science fiction film, let alone a normal kind of everyday idea of racing. It's really quite an amazing story and really has taken us all by some surprise. Now, to give you an idea of what has happened, I'll just look down here to get the names from the person who actually did this. Here we are. Daniel Abt was disqualified from the race in question, banned from continuing in the Formula E race at home challenge, and has also been fined £10,000, which will be donated to a charity of his choosing. But of course, it's done massive amount of damage to the Audi Formula E team and to Audi's manufacturer's brand as well, because now that's what they're going to be known as. And it was, I have to say, I laughed out loud when I heard, because honestly, I mean, it's like something out of The Simpsons, something out of a cartoon. But the chap who replaced him, or who called up to replace him, was called Renz Herzing. And he's obviously a pro sim driver, and he must have agreed to do it and did the race. But the thing was, he caused quite a lot of problems in the race, and he crashed into Stoffel van Dorn and caused the Mercedes driver to lose his place there. And the series went over to Oliver Rowland. So it made quite a big change to the outcome of the race. And many people see that as obviously quite unfair. But why on earth would you not take part in a race like that? I mean, I suppose if he was feeling unwell, or if he thought he wasn't really fit enough, fair enough, he could have said, look, I'm not feeling that great. Is there any chance I can miss it? But to actually get somebody else to do the race for you is really quite amazing. And it calls into question all of this. I mean, from now on, every Formula E race, every esports race, all of that, any kind of esports championship, will have to be so careful and make sure that all the internet connections are correct, that they all match up with the drivers that are claiming to be driving. And it really is going to make, I think, it's going to be headlines for quite some time. And we'll make maybe the esports series and those organizing it slightly nervous, because they see the kind of damage that this can do. If anyone tries anything like that again, then it could be really important. I mean, I don't think I've ever witnessed anything like that ever before. I do remember a few years ago, I think it was either on Top Gear or the Grand Tour, when they pretended to kidnap James May and they tied him up in a caravan and they got the Stig to go and do the main race so they had a chance of winning it. And it's in the same way, you know, it's very entertaining and hilarious, but you really wouldn't think they'd actually try and do that in real life. Now, one of the reports I was reading earlier today was that Daniel Abt's career at Audi was a bit shaky, to say the least, because he was down in 17th position in the Formula E series, while his teammate was in fifth in the standings. So it looked like he may well go anyway, or at some point fairly soon. But it certainly is a big shake-up, and I thought it's worthy of a quick news flash, because my goodness me, it's like something straight out of Homer Simpson's playbook, something like that, as to how to win a sim race. Now, before we go, just to let you know that we've got a very special guest coming up this week. It is none other than James Rupert, who is a journalist for Autocar and for other magazines in the past as well, for Car Magazine. He's also got his own magazine called Free Car Mag, and he'll be on the show on Thursday. It'll be his third appearance on our live show at 9 o'clock on Thursday night. And we'll be talking about barn finds, how to get a great car on a tiny budget. And for all you racing drivers and sim racers who love driving, you want to get a car that's fun and exciting. And that's exactly what we'll be finding out. How can you get a great car without spending a fortune? So make sure you tune in from 9 o'clock this Thursday night for the Car Sim and Race Driver Show where we'll have Andrew Marr, Jonathan Sutherland, and our special guest as well, James Rupert. And a week on Thursday, there's another very, very special guest with major links to Formula One, so you won't want to miss it. But by just now, from the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, it's time to drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.